Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, is with me, and we're very pleased to welcome Greg Scarlato. Greg is going to help us on a matter that is pending with North Korea. He has very keenly observed North Korea's bad acting for many decades, and therefore, we're always looking for some twist in the story. The headline in The Diplomat, "What would an end-of-war declaration for the Korean Peninsula actually mean?" Subhead: several countries will be impacted by an end-of-war declaration, and the extent of the impact is poorly understood, but likely to be quite limited, says this writer, Suk Jun Yoon. Steve, Gordon, a very good evening to you again. This surprises me because an end-of-war declaration makes logical sense. However, I've learned over the years to be careful about the Korean Peninsula. It is not a logical place. To end this war, what does it mean? What are the risks, Gordon?
The concern here, John, is that the Moon Jae-in government in South Korea wants an end-of-war declaration. In other words, it wants South Korea, the United States, probably China, to say that the Korean War has ended. Fighting in the Korean War ended in July 1953 with an armistice, but there has never been a peace treaty. And the problem, John, is that North Korea has never given up its goal of taking over South Korea. So the concern is, if there's an end of war declaration, you can't really have peace without peace. And that means we're concerned that such a declaration would push certain parts of the South Korean electorate to end the mutual defense treaty with the United States and remove U.S. forces from Korea, and that would allow North Korea to invade.
We puzzle, so we turn to our puzzler, Greg Scarlato, director of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea. Greg, when you first read this story, what were your thoughts, and what do you make of it now? Good evening to you.
And a very good evening to you, John and Gordon. The first thought going through my mind was that one way of ending an armed conflict is unconditional surrender. And this is pretty much what this sounds like. There are 1.2 million North Korean men and women in a Korean People's Army uniform. 80% of them are deployed south of the Pyongyang-Wonsan line, poised to invade South Korea. Seoul is still within range very easily from long-range artillery placed on the Kaesong Heights, just across the DMZ. The Kim regime continues to exploit and oppress its own people. This is a regime that commits crimes against humanity and runs political prison camps. This is a very dangerous proposition, and we have to remember how the Korean War began. It began with the invasion of South Korea by the North Korean forces under the command of Kim Il-sung, with the support of Joseph Stalin and Mao, on June the 25th, 1950. This is a very, very unwise endeavor, to say the very least.
I mentioned that for those interested in the Korean puzzles, there is an event within these next days, a week hence, December 13th, in Washington, the Korean Peninsula Conundrum, True Peace, Security, and Human Rights. It is sponsored by the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea, Greg Scarlato. And it looks to be a vigorous discussion now that this issue of ending the war and continuing the war at the same time. Gordon, you have a question for our, our friend Greg.
Greg, what do you think is the motivation of Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, for pushing the end of war declaration?
It's a legacy at the very least. President Moon Jae-in has tried very hard to make his mark on inter-Korean relations. Of course, the North Koreans have not been exactly interested in cooperation on this matter. With only a few months left in his presidency, remember, elections will be held in early March of 2022. This is a last-ditch, desperate effort to make his mark on inter-Korean relations. It's pretty much a desperate Hail Mary pass, I would say. John was mentioning this event that HRNK is hosting at the Doc Orr Bacon House, our home, on Monday, the 13th of December. Gordon, you and I have authored pieces, chapters for this volume that's being published by the One Korea Network. So have many other. I'm not counting myself as an expert. I count you as an expert, and Professor Bruce Bechtel of Angelo State University and Colonel Professor Dave Maxwell. Why have we written these chapters cautioning against this type of unwise peace declaration? Because we care about the people of Korea living both in the South and in the North. Because we care, and because we want to make sure that we factor in all of these major concerns, political security, military, human rights, and this is not the answer. And thus, you and I and the others came together, wrote, published this volume, and we're going to feature it next week. Hopefully, this is going to provide a very strong rebuttal to these very risky and unwise attempts to come up with slogan-driven foreign policy initiatives.
Greg, President Moon at first said that he wanted to end the war and unite the Korean Peninsula. How does declaring the war over without standing down from the offensive position that you outline, how does this advance President Moon's ambition?
It doesn't. It's going to signal the North Koreans that South Korea is weak. I'm actually in the process of finalizing a paper for another conference looking at negotiating with North Korea, perhaps including human rights in the negotiating agenda. Displaying signs of weakness when dealing with the Kim family regime is a terrible idea. The only way to make progress toward the only type of reunification that I envision, Gordon envisions, you envision, unification under a free, democratic, prosperous Republic of Korea. The only way to do that is from a position of strength, and surrender is not an option. This is what President Moon is doing.
Gordon, we have a little more than a minute.
Greg, do you think Moon will be successful in getting his end of war declaration?
No, I don't think so. He may come up with a unilateral end of war declaration. I'm not so sure that the North Koreans will reciprocate. We haven't seen any heartwarming signs from Kim Jong-un indicating that he's interested in this type of initiative. Remember, Gordon, you know this very well. Since the late 1940s, and especially since the 1953, July 27, 1953 armistice, the Kim family regime has indoctrinated its own people and has used this guerrilla mentality, this siege mentality. We're surrounded. Everybody's our enemy. They've used this mentality in order to justify their dynastic grip on power. So Moon might come up with a unilateral declaration. I'm not even sure that Kim Jong-un will cooperate.
Greg Scarlato is the executive director of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea. Again, restating the event, everyone in the Washington area humbly invited. The Korean Peninsula Conundrum, True Peace, Security, and Human Rights. It features, along with Greg Scarlato, Colonel Grant Newsham, David Maxwell of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Tara Oh of the Hudson Institute, Bruce Bechtel of Angelo State University, and our own Gordon Chang. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.